This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has emphasized the importance of suspending the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan. He asserted that the government will ensure not even a single drop of water from the Indus River reaches Pakistan. Mr. Patil was speaking to media yesterday after attending a high-level meeting chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi to discuss future course of action following suspension of Indus Waters Treaty by the government in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack.
अभी उनके साथ कोई भी संधि आज तक हुई होगी और सभी संधि को रद्द कर देना चाहिए. ऐसा मुझे लगता है सरकार ने जो अभी जल संधि को रद्द कर दी है एक अच्छा विशेषण दिया है.
The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. In a statement, council members emphasized that terrorism is a major threat to global peace and must be fought in all its forms. The council called for the perpetrators, supporters and sponsors of the attack to be brought to justice, urging all countries to cooperate under the international law. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said the organization is closely monitoring the situation and urged both India and Pakistan to show restraint and avoid further escalation. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said unprovoked small firing was carried out by various Pakistan Army posts all across the line of control in Kashmir, and Indian troops responded appropriately with small arms. There were no reports of any casualties. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has achieved a significant milestone in scramjet engine development by conducting active cooled scramjet subscale combustor ground testing for over 1,000 seconds. The Defence Research and Development Laboratory, which is a Hyderabad-based laboratory of DRDO, yesterday conducted the ground testing at the newly built state-of-the-art scramjet connect test facility. The ground test is in continuation of the earlier test reported for 120 seconds in January. With the successful test, the system will be soon ready for full-scale flight-worthy combustor testing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 15th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The new recruits will be joining the central government in various ministries and departments. In Madhya Pradesh, four female Naxalites were killed in an encounter with security forces in the Subkhad forest range of Kanha National Park in Balaghat district in the wee hours today. These members of Naxal group were carrying a reward of 62 lakh rupees. Pope Francis, the head of the worldwide Roman Catholic Church, will be laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome today. The funeral mass will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. President Draupadi Murmu will offer condolences on the behalf of the government and people of India. India is observing state mourning today as a mark of respect to the funeral of Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See. Akashvani won a total of 6 awards in various categories at the India Audio Summit and Awards 2025, the third edition of the awards, which recognize excellence in radio and audio content production, was held in Mumbai last night. Among the top accolades for Akashvani, former Union Minister Smriti Irani's program, Nai Soch Nai Kahani, Radio Journey, with Smriti Irani, was named Series of the Year on Radio. The Trump administration has said it is restoring the previously terminated legal statuses of hundreds of foreign students in the United States while it develops a policy that will provide a framework for potentially ending them in future. The decision was announced during a court hearing before a federal judge in Boston, who is presiding over a challenge by one of the many international students across the country suing over actions the administration took against them as part of Republican President Donald Trump's hardline crackdown on immigration. In IPL T20, host Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.